What up, guys? Good afternoon, man. Happy Thursday. Hope you guys are doing great. Just relaxing on the shitty. It's pretty shitty outside, man. So I'm feeling like crap. The change of the weather is making me feel like shit. So I'm trying to bear with me on this podcast. I want to go into classical chondritis because I know a lot of us are a lot of these people on this group, the group I'm in, or you know. People all over the world, or all around the country, are dealing with this issue. Classical chondritis is pretty much inflammation in your sternum. It triggers around your left side of the ribs, or you can call it Tietz syndrome. It's pretty much a condition that is pretty much not a good. It's not a good feeling, man. It feels like you feel like shit all the time. Like you can get it from injury, from the gym, lifting improperly. You can get it in many ways. If you have pneumonia, you can get it. Car accident, you can get this. You can get it from a lot of things. It's pretty much inflammation around your sternum. That it starts from. You get it pretty much from your backside, from the back. It starts from the back and it goes through. Like I said, through your ribs areas. It's a pain in the ass. Thank the Lord, I've been, you know. I'm almost at 100% with this Costco. I don't really have the pain, but I have the bruising, the swelling still there. But other than that, I've been all right. But when it rains, I get the side effects from it. I get really bad. I don't know why. When it rains, it sucks. I don't know about you guys, but let me know. I mean, if you guys probably have it too as well, man. Every time it rains, you always feel that side, that achy, sore pain. You feel like crap, like fatigue. You probably get panic attacks, anxiety. You know, that's part of it, man. This is part of the costco, unfortunately, you know, especially if you have chronic costco chondritis. But I actually did you know, I was doing some research and I found out, you know, and I actually went myself to the doctor because I had to do blood work in the summertime. I went to do some blood work. And I found out that my vitamin D was so low, it was just very, very low. And I'm like, really? Wow, I didn't even know that. And she told me, she put me on some vitamin D supplements. So I was taking 50,000 unit supplements, one pill a week, you know, for the next 3 months. So I've been doing that. I think this goes hand in hand with costal chondritis because when you're low in vitamin D, your bones are pretty weak, much weak. So you can get hurt so quickly, injured quickly. Well, I think a lot of athletes get injured a lot. You know, football players, a lot of, you know, basketball. Because their vitamin D's are low. You know what I'm saying? And me, I was doing a lot of benching and, you know, push-ups. Before I had this Costco. And I felt like, you know, I felt like my bones were... You know, I felt pops and here and there, but I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was costal chondritis before until I went to the hospital and the ER, and then they diagnosed me. Obviously, they did the EKGs, but when I did the research on the low vitamin D, it tells me, it went like, yo, like, it was pretty much explaining that, yo, your bones are very weak when you have low vitamin D and you're bound to get injured quickly. You're bound to feel more fatigue, more, you know, more anxiety. And like, wow, I put two and two together. I'm like, maybe my Costco got bad because of my vitamin D. My vitamin D levels weren't normal. So I put, you know, I'm like, yo, I'm thinking about this. I'm putting two and two together because this is crazy. And I realized, yo, that could have been one of the reasons why my vitamin D was low. I mean, why I had costal chondritis, I'm sorry. Because my vitamin D was low, you know. I'm like, so, you know, and... I've been taking the supplements for like the past, you know, since the end of July, and I stopped taking them at the end of beginning of this month because my doctor says she wants me to stop because I have to do another blood work process again and see where my levels are right now. And honestly, I have no pains in my chest like that. Yeah, I get my aches here and there, my ribs area. I don't get anxiety as much as I used to. That's gone. I feel more, when I do my workouts, I feel like I finish it good. Like, I, you know, it's, you know, it's not as bad as it used to be, you know, and I feel like I'm more, a little more energized, to be honest. Like, I feel like a little more stronger. Like, my bones are feeling like they strengthened within the past 3 months I've been taking these supplements. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get pains in here and there, you know what I'm saying? And then when it rains, forget about it. The rain still got me, you know, I'm still feeling, you still feel like soreness. You feel, you know, a little fatigue. But that's part of the, you know, if you have chronic costochondritis, you're going to see, you're going to feel that. But honestly, man, like, I've been taking these supplements and I can't lie. You know, I've been improving a lot. Like, it's been helping. You know, and it's crazy, you know, I'm like, wow, I can, I saw how bad I was, you know what I'm saying? I try to avoid, you know what I'm saying? I get more sunlight now, you know, but the fact that, you know, it was so low that, you know, I felt weak, you know, I needed more than sunlight. And I, you know, ever since I've been taking these supplements, I feel a lot of improvement, you know, in my body. You know, I don't feel like, yeah, you get, like I said, you get your fatigue here and there, you know, especially when it rains. But other than that, I'm all right. Other than that, I feel great, man. Can't lie. Yeah, so guys, try to see if you can, try to see your vitamin D levels. Try to go to the doctor, man, and see if, yo, you wondering why you still have costochondritis, Tietz syndrome. Check your vitamin D levels. They could be low. You know what I'm saying? Just go for yourself. Go make an appointment. Get some blood work done. And see. You know, see where your vitamin D is at, your levels. And try to get that fixed. Try to get it checked out. And, you know, and see if that could be linked to one of the issues with the reason why you have Costco. So try to figure that out. Try to get contact with the primary doctor and get blood work. And if you think it's that, then she'll take you from there. She'll probably give you some supplements. I took 50,000 units every week, one every week. That's already strong enough, so that's why I had to do one a week. But that's why I had to stop taking them, because the fact that they're strong, and I've been doing it for almost 3 months. So she's had to stop me, because you don't want to have your levels so high. You know what I'm saying? They have to be at a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, what is it, 35 or some shit? Like 30? So I'm going to go check it out in January when I do my blood work. But the costochondritis, like I said, it's not, I feel like it's not bad no more. I feel like I'm improving a lot. Like, I feel so much better now, to be honest, guys. And no BS. I'm not trying to BS you at all. But yeah, I feel a lot of improvement. Like, you know, when I stretch my back, I still get the joint cracking and all that popping. But other than that, I've been feeling good. I've been feeling very good. I'm not trying to BS bullshit you guys, man, but, you know, the fact that I found out that my vitamin D levels were so low, now I'm like, yo, all right, cool. So now I know what's going on with me. I can, you know, figure out this is, there could be a reason why my costochondritis, why I got this, you know what I'm saying? Because my bones were so weak, so especially around the sternum and rib area, you know? So when I work out, my workouts are more, you know, effective, which is cool. You know, I don't mind. I need them to be effective. I need my workouts to be, you know, explosive and shit. So with the vitamin D, it's been helping me. It's been helping me work, get my workout, and help me finish my workout. I don't feel tired after. I still feel like I can keep going. You know, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better. You know what I'm saying? It's just that the only problem with me is when it rains. That's the only issue I have. When it rains, I just get like, feel like crap. I feel like, no, like, I don't know. It's just part of, I guess it's part of the, it's chronic. I don't know, but I just, you know, but other than that, I'm good. I'm good, you know. Thank the Lord, my health is good. You know, if I have to still be stuck on the vitamin D supplements next year, then it is what it is. Then I'll keep taking it, keep consistent with it. But other than that, you know, I see a lot of improvement on, you know, my sternum area and the rib area. You know, I don't use the back pad like that no more. I don't need it. the foam roller, I don't need it like that. Once in a blue, I use it now, but it's not like I need to use it like that, like I did last year. Compared to last year, I'm twice as improved since last year. You know, ever since I found out my vitamin D levels were low. So try to see if you can, guys, you can find out. Check on that. Check on your vitamin D levels, because it's very important. You need to make sure you have it on point. That, you know what I'm saying, that, because that could be one of, it could be connected, it could be linked to the reason why you have costochondritis TS syndrome. You know, so just get on top of that. You know, check, call, talk to your medical doctor or somebody, you know, and see, you know, you could do some blood work and figure out, you know, okay, now I know what's wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? It could be many reasons. I'm not saying that it's only that, but just check, you know what I'm saying? Just check your vet levels, because you just don't know, man. You just don't know these days. You know what I'm saying? So, sorry, guys, I had the little radio on. But yeah, just check your vitamin D levels, guys. Make sure you're good. And, you know, take it from there, man. Because you don't want to deal with osteoporosis. And this is why people get...